League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Derby Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Derby. What is going wrong? Obviously, a lot going on behind the scenes at the minute. They lost. They got thrashed to Charlton Athletic 3-0 on the weekend, just when they were back from in the international break. A chance to put the scenes, you know, behind the scenes to bed, you know, get it all in place. And they actually had that decent little bit of form. It wasn't to be. Charlton flying out the blocks and getting that result. What is to be with Koku? Well, Wayne Rooney will be there in January. It is a busy time for Derby. Someone who's going to know just a little bit more than us, and we're delighted as always to welcome him onto the Derby Fan Show. It is Simon Long, Rams writer. Simon, not the best of starts for me and you, our tenure going forward on the Derby Fan Show, because it was 3-0 on the weekend. What happened there?
We just didn't show up. That's basically what happened. essentially, that we didn't show up as a team, as individuals. We just didn't show up, didn't compete, sort of like didn't want to know. And then conceding the early goal, we just never looked like we were going to get in the game or get anything out of the game.
Yeah, it's a bit weird because before the international break, obviously there was a lot of stuff going on with the players and all the incidents. We don't need to dwell on that any further. But it felt like, weirdly, it pushed the team together. The chemistry seemed to be there, and they were sort of, you know, everyone expected this dip in form, but they beat Luton just before the international break, got that draw against Barnsley, and beat Birmingham 3-2. So they was on this mini streak, mini unbeaten run, and then this result sort of comes a little bit out of the blue, comes a little left field, Simon. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the performances haven't been great, but we were getting wins before the international break and you know, digging out draws and whatnot. But no, it was totally unexpected, to be honest. I thought, now we've got a bit of form going, we're going to the international break and hopefully we'll come out and carry on, but we just seem to have gone backwards.
Yeah, definitely.
It's almost as if the international break came at the wrong time. We needed another game, perhaps, before the international break.
Yeah, because the manager put it down. He said they had more aggression, created more chances. We were a step too late in all phases of the game. We didn't have a chance until the 86th minute, but the game was dead and over by then. Well, where was the discipline, the professionalism? Why did it take so long? Why didn't he have the players up and ready for this one when they had the international break to work on the game?
I think that's something that the players need to be questioned, to be honest, because, like I say, we were in good form before the international break, and you're thinking, right, we've turned a corner now. The players are listening to him. They're buying into his ideas. But no, we've done a total U-turn on ourselves, and we've just gone into our shells. I don't know what it is about London. We just don't like playing there. You know, the last time we played against London was against Brentford, and we lost 3-0 there as well. So they must not like the capital city.
it's interesting you mentioned that, Simon, because obviously at Love Sport we do a lot of fan shows, talk to a lot of fans from different teams, and you know, maybe a little bit like myself, we have our own superstitions, don't we? You know, we don't like playing in London, we don't like playing in our third kit or certain kickoff times, Saturday early kickoff, Saturday late kickoff. Do you believe that certain places you travel to in the country, you know, we just don't travel well to London, we just don't perform there?
To be honest, it looks that way, to be honest. It's just not a happy place for us to go anywhere in London. It just seems like we either get beat or all we can do is manage a draw. So, you know, I can't remember the last time we won in the capital, to be honest. Really can't.
Simon, it's tough for me to put my finger on it because Derby are a huge club and, you know, there's a lot expected of them each and every year in the Championship. And with that comes added pressure, you know. They're always perennial playoff contenders, obviously not getting over the line. And they always manage to attract a big name manager, whether they've even if they've not won things, there was a big time manager in terms of their playing career. You know, Philip Cocu, Frank Lampard, Steve McClaren. Is it working out for Cocu? Are the fans divided a little bit? His playing style, his identity? Because I know he arrived with a lot of fanfare. It's not really hit the heights this season. If it is such a small sample size, 12 games in, what are the fans feeling now after this 12-game milestone?
I'm all for Cocu and I'm all for his philosophies. There is, like you said, the fan base is split though. I think a lot of the fan base want instant success. I think we've been there or thereabouts now, like I say, for the past 6 years. And we've just not managed to cross that line. So I think we're getting a bit impatient now. But, you know, when Cocu came in at the start of the season, it was all about, you could say transition if you want, but it was all about building a project. It was all about bringing in a new style of play, a new, you know, system, a new, you know, breeding in, you know, the youth players and things like that. So it was always going to be difficult. Yeah, of course we want to be challenging for playoffs, for, you know, for promotion. You know, at the end of the day, that's the main goal. But for me, I never really thought it was going to happen this season. For me, this was a season to start building for the future. You know, I'd rather us go up automatically than face the playoffs yet again. So for me, I'd rather us, you know, if we're going to be, you know, I can't say there's been a relegation battle. I think there's too many poorer teams than us on paper, at least, for that. But for me, I think it's just about getting a solid 11 because at the end of the day, Cocu needs at least two transfer windows because, let's be real, he came in late pre-season, essentially. I know it was right at the start, but he's not had much time to assess the squad before the transfer window closed. You know, so I think he needs a couple of transfer windows because now he can obviously see what he's getting. So for me, January is going to be very important for him. And, you know, we've obviously got Wayne Rooney coming in, which is a massive plus. It's going to lift the city, it's going to lift the team, you know, but it's then who else we bring in, if we bring someone in, because we need to, definitely.
Well, this is the problem, and we'll get on to Wayne Rooney now that his MLS season has finished. They exited after the first game of the playoffs, so he is free to join Derby now. But I want to talk about it because you said Cocu needs a few windows. This season was maybe a season too early for us to get in the playoffs. We're a side in transition. We need to lay the foundations. The problem is, Simon, in football, you know, with any side and with any fans, we're quick for a knee-jerk reaction. Will we be given that time? Will he be given two free transfers? Windows, will he be given a season? Because if Derby, obviously, like you said, won't be in that relegation battle, but if they are, say, let's say 16th and downwards, maybe 16th to 21st position, for a club like Derby, a stature like Derby, is that acceptable this year? Could he see himself on his way out? You know, we know not just Derby, but chairman, front office, they're quick to pull the trigger.
I know, but I personally think Mel's learned from his mistakes. You know, he sat Clement when we were, what, fifth in the league. For one, you know, he sat McLaren. What we've been doing really is we've had 5 years, five different managers, something like that. So we can't. That road's gone. That's shut now. That road has. We cannot keep sacking managers after manager after manager after manager just because we're not getting instant success. You know, and this is why I think as well, Mel's looking for obviously investment as well because he's now obviously struggling and he wants help, support from someone else. He can't keep pumping his money into the club. So he said right at the start of the season, it's a 4-year deal, which means he's going to be here for the long term, regardless, I think, of where we're at. You know, like I said, they said it's a project. So he's got 4 years and he's got at least, I think he's got to get us up in at least 3 of them years, if not maybe 2 before any, you know, before he starts getting sacked. Obviously, if he gets relegated or somewhere like that, he will no doubt go. But as long as he's not getting relegated and as long as he's trying to promote youth and trying to, you know, build a philosophy that Derby as a club can build on. And like I said, if this is just transition season for us. This is now, okay, we've depleted our squad massively compared to the size it was. So now it's about bringing through players in the under-23s, players in the under-18s maybe, and then seeing what they can offer. And then he can say to me, look, this is where we're at. These are the players that could potentially make it, these aren't. This is where we need to strengthen, this is where we need to buy.
Yeah, this is where you need to strengthen. This is where you need to buy. Let's talk about Wayne Rooney then, because he has played that final MLS game. Simon, I know you've probably talked to death about it, but we are edging so closer. And you know what player you're getting on the pitch. We know of his coaching ambitions. But what we're hearing is, you know, obviously Rooney's been there, seen it, done it all. But how important was he as a leader over in the MLS? We heard about how, you know, a leader off the field for the players, someone to look up to. Maybe this is something that's underrated and what Derby actually need, because, you know, we know of the incidents in the past month or so. Those younger players taking him, he's been there, he's done it. Like what Lampard was, someone to look up to and take them really through, because Rooney, he rejuvenated that side in the MLS, didn't he? And this could maybe be the spark that Derby need.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've said it there. He took a team in the MLS that was, you know, they were scrapping most seasons, nowhere near the playoffs. He comes in and he's turned their fortunes around. That's one player that's done that, you know. And like you said, Lampard came in and, you know, it took a time, but they eventually, you know, all the players were on the same wavelength and everything was happening. Likewise, when Ashley Cole came in, there was massive improvements in our fullbacks. You know, that includes Scott Malone and Jaden Bogle, massive improvements. So again, bringing someone like Wayne Rooney in, regardless of what he's done, it's what he can still do. You know, people are doubting him, saying, "Oh yeah, but he's older now and he's not going to be able to do it. This is the Championship, not the MLS." Sometimes just having that person with that experience and that person that can still do it on the pitch as well, because he can. You know, DC United are gutted that he's going. You know, so for me, it's going to be massive, and I think it will. Basically, give the dressing room a little bit of a lift, and no doubt he's going to get the respect of all the players that are in that dressing room as well.
Yeah, certainly. I'm excited to see what happens for them. It's going to be really exciting with Rooney there, and how that dynamic will work with Koku. Because did he want that, Koku? You know, it was that forced upon him? Was this something that he wanted? Never met Rooney before. It's going to be very interesting either way, Simon. But it is two games on the weekend, and in the Championship, those games come thick and fast. Wigan and Hull. We're going to be talking about both those because we get a chance to speak every Monday. So two games for us to preview, and obviously that Wigan game on a weekend, they just beat your rivals Forest, so that game should be very fiery this Wednesday. We're going to be talking about both next.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Love Sports.
Derby Fan Show and Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm still joined by Simon Long, Rams writer. We're forgetting that result on the weekend. It's gone. It's in the rearview mirror. Charlton, it didn't happen. We don't travel well to London. That's what Simon's telling me. I'm going along with it, and as you should. But what do you really think? You can tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Simon, I've told everyone that game against Charlton, it is long gone. So let's look at the two games, because they do come up thick and fast in the Championship. It is Wigan on Wednesday, which it is at home, but Wigan, they will be in confident mood beating your closest rivals, Forest. Before we look at the game on the weekend to Hull, what do you make against the Wigan game on Wednesday?
Wigan, obviously, haven't won away from home yet. They've only picked up one. So, yeah, cue Derby County. to be honest, you know, I look at our, you know, we've got back-to-back home wins now, so that was a big positive, because we were struggling to get any wins at home, you know, before both international games. But obviously we picked up the win against Birmingham, the win against Luton, and you know, you say the games come thick and fast sometimes. When you've had a poor game, you want one dead quick again, so you can put it right. And I think that's what Derby have got to do on Wednesday night, is put it right against Wigan and get a victory. You know, and that means they've got to show up, because they're going to have 28,000 Rams fans behind them expecting them to put things right, because they didn't show up on Saturday against Charlton.
Yeah.
You know.
sorry, Sam, it can work both ways there, can't it? Because, you know, sometimes it's nice when the games come thick and fast. You can forget about a game previous and just move straight on. But sometimes you want that good momentum. You don't want another chance to lose it. But you said the home form has been better. But Wigan are going to be up for it. And looking at this run now through the next international break, as always in the Championship, no game is easy, no game is a gimme. The Championship is a tough league, but a couple of wins on the spin, you're right back up there or you're right down there. Wigan, Hull, Middlesbrough, and then the big one, Forest away at the beginning of November. It's four games there, especially those first three, Wigan, Hull and Middlesbrough. Very winnable games, is that fair to say, Simon?
Yeah, definitely. I would say it's fair, but I mean, I think our past form, I think we've only beat Wigan at home once in the last five games, which is a bit, and that was last season. But again, the new season, it's form into it, you know. So our home form at the moment is good, is all right. Wigan's away form is poor, they don't like travelling. Like you say, they got a good win against Nottingham Forest at the weekend, but it's another game. And again, Derby, like I just said, they've got to put it right and they've got to come out and get at least, you know, they've got to get a performance. You know, we've got to get, I personally think we've got to get, come out of blocks firing, get an early goal, follow it up with a second and have a nice, you know, just a nice, steady, comfortable performance. You know, Wigan are going to have the tails up after getting that win at the weekend. So it's down to us now. We've got to really go at them and not let them get on top or anything like that. Because I think if we slip to a goal behind or anything like that, then the fans will definitely put the pressure on and the players will feel it.
Well, this is what I mean. The fans can turn in an instant. It always happens that way in the Championship. Just when you're off the back of a heavy defeat, your next opponent is coming back off for maybe a surprising win, beating Forest there. But you are at home. But how important is it for Derby, and not just because of the way the fixtures have gone this season, but to get off to a good start? Because before you know it, you know, you're behind in games. It's a very tough hill to climb up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's something I think, in fairness, especially at home, we have always seemed to come out of the blocks firing. It's just, you know, and then scoring first as well. It's just obviously keeping that lead and building on it. Because start of the season, you know, we look at the likes of West Brom game, things like 1-0 up, we end up drawing that. And that's what it felt like, especially at home, that we were playing well enough to win these games. But, you know, we're getting early leads. Again against Birmingham, we've got an early lead. But, you know, we let a 2-0 lead slip. So it is literally, we've got to go out, we've got to come out all guns blazing, you know, and basically show, no, this is what we're made of, we're Derby County, this is our home. And this has got to be a fortress at Pride Park. It really has.
Yeah, it certainly is, because, you know, they always say look after your home form and then hopefully if you can get some results on your away form, you're right, especially if you're looking at the stats over a season, the XG, if you want to make the playoffs. I know you said you're in that transitional year. Before we look at the game on the weekend, let's get your score prediction for Wednesday's game, Simon.
I'm going a nice 2-0 Derby.
A nice...
Comfortable 2-0 win, Derby.
That's the best kind of win. Two goals, 3 points, clean sheet. You can't ask for much more. Then you're off to Hull for a visit of them on the weekend. It's a 3 o'clock Saturday game. Hull in different form. You just never know what you're going to get with Hull. But if you pick up that win on Wednesday, you're going to have the confidence back. But it's again an away form. You said it's the home form as well. What do you make of that one?
Again, like I say, Hull... They're a team that they're not really finding any consistent form. Mm. I mean, but for us, you know, the KCOS has not been a bad stadium over the last few seasons. I think we've pretty much won our last five games there. You know, so we do like travelling there. So maybe it's a good omen for us that we can now obviously hopefully get a win on Wednesday and go, right, we're going to a ground that we like to play at. Let's get another win there, and because we need an away win. We've not had one since Huddersfield at the start of the season. So, again, it's all about trying to build momentum. Like I say, Charlton's gone. It's done. It needs to be forgotten about now, and we need to now concentrate on moving forward.
Yeah, massively. You mentioned it there. And when these things go on longer, like you said, if we go down, the fans are going to be on the back. And another thing that can be on your back, you know, in terms of, let's say, a monkey on your back, you haven't had that away win since Huddersfield. And then we start talking about it more, it's written in the press more, it becomes a certain thing. Everyone's on social media saying, oh, we can't do it, we can't do it. And it becomes bigger than it is, and we create this mountain out of it, don't we?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. You know, you know, I'm going to say a lot about at the moment. Our team's always had a scapegoat. There's always been that one player, and at the moment it's Keller Roos. But for me, he's not doing anything wrong. He's not probably the most commanding player, goalkeeper. Sorry, he's not the most commanding goalkeeper in his box, but he's made some saves that have kept us in games and won us games. You know, but he's getting stick because something happened one week, it's blame Roos, and it carries on. And it's the same, like I say, with if you start losing games, it's we can't do it now, Koku out, and it free falls, because it's bizarre how our fans seem to react. Because when we're winning, we've got this 5-game winning streak, it was all hunky-dory, yep, we're doing great. We have one loss in 6 games, and that's it, it's Koku out. And for me, why is it? We've lost three games in 12. It's not the worst run, and we're only 3 points worse off than we are last season.
Yeah, I think you're keeping your feet firmly on the ground, but it's the nature of a football fan, Simon. We're very fickle, very quick to judge and react, and put down when it's a negative, and then build players or managers up when we're on to a positive. I just wanted to quickly ask, talking of positives, well, or talking of managers, shall I say, former Derby County manager Gary Rowett seems to have got the Millwall job. What do you make of that?
Good luck to him, to be honest. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, they like to hold a grudge, Derby fans do, for some reason, but you know, he's, in fairness, he did well at us. Yeah, he left, you know. I listened to, I think it was a podcast or something like that with him in it. And, you know, he left Derby because he felt he couldn't do the job that was needed. So, you know, fair enough. You know, but good luck to him, to be honest. You know, he talks a good game. His punditry is not bad. But can he do it at Millwall? I think it's a good sign for Millwall. Though it'll get him defensively sound. Definitely, he got his defensively sound at Derby, so I think he'll do all right at Millwall, to be honest.
Simon, that made me laugh. Yeah, his punditry is not bad. Yeah, that's what we're judging him on. I appreciated that. What? Just quickly then, because I didn't get to ask you as well. Your whole City prediction for the weekend?
For Hull, I'm going to go 3-2 Derby.
Well, if he's
I think there's going to be goals in it, to be honest.
Simon, you're on a bit of a run here, mate. I'm looking forward to speaking to you next Monday, because you've gone 2-0 on Wednesday, 3-2. That's 2 wins from 2, back-to-back wins and 6 points. That'd be a very happy show next Monday, won't it?
I am. I'm a very optimistic person.
That's the way I like it. You have to be in football, because you never know when the light is at the end of the tunnel or when it's going to turn bad, because it is such a season of highs and lows, ups and downs, and it becomes a roller coaster of sorts. Well, Simon, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you on the Derby Fan Show. You can listen to the Derby Fan Show every Monday, 10:30 to 11:00. And more importantly, you can get involved. You can put forward a question to Simon. You can put forward a question to me. Easily done. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us on 0208 70 20 558, and you can get involved every single show on any show on Love Sport, because this is your team, your voice, whether it's the Derby County Fan Show or any other show. Love Sport Breakfast, Love Sport Drive. Just very quickly want to give you some news. Arsenal, they did lose tonight in the Premier League. It was their first game after the international break. They had to wait a little longer. They went 1-0 down to Sheffield United. Sheffield United flying high. I know someone that's going to be very happy. That will be James Shield, because you know why? It's the Sheffield United Fan Show tomorrow right here on Love Sport, 10:30 to 11:00. It's what we do on Love Sport. Every team has a show, they have a voice, and join in, because ultimately it's the fan show, so it's your show and we want to hear from you. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. But that was the Derby County Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, and Simon Long, Rams Ryan. You can join us at the same time next Monday, 10:30 to 11:00. But up next, and it is a very special one, it is the best of.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.